It's about 8 minutes after 2 on Monday, the 3rd of May. We have one bill. It's House Bill 272. We have a quorum, that being Senator Olson, Senator Terrio, and myself. It's my intention to move this bill. We have had this bill for some time, and we've come to agreement and looking to substitute. So if the sponsor is here to testify, please do.
For the record, my name is Linda Sylvester, staff representative Wyrock, and Representative Wyrock's on the floor at the moment. Basically, the compromise that was has been reached is we've taken out section 1 of the bill, which was egregious to a number of people throughout the state. And we replaced that with, on page 7, line 3, instructions to the Department of Law to continue monitoring and investigating the consumer complaint issues that are out there. It's my understanding there's 4 thus far this year on the sale of what are essentially new cars being sold as used cars. They've been converted to used cars because they're essentially low mile, brand new, but they don't have a manufacturer certificate of origin. And that's the sponsor's point of view is that the sale of those vehicles comes under the automobile dealer franchise law. But that's something that the Attorney General, if he continues to see that there's a problem, he can bring that issue back to the legislature and we'll deal with it another day. Otherwise, the bill deals with cleanup, just minor house cleaning issues that arose from the omnibus legislation that was passed in the legislature in, I guess it was 2002, the 22nd legislature passed HB 182 by the House Labor and Commerce Committee. Representative Lisa Murkowski worked extensively with Representative Andrew Halcroft and developed that omnibus legislation with Ed Sniffen. And that's the substance that's never been controversial. All parties spoke in support of that bill, or that portion of the legislation last year. And that's what you have before you.
Okay. Can I have a motion to adopt the committee substitute? Senator Terrio.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the / S as in Sam version dated 4/30/04 as the working document before the committee.
Any objection? So moved. Bill is, I've talked to all the players in this, it seems to be acceptable, and we got a reason I'm kind of a rush with it. The Senate Labor and Commerce has got a schedule for tomorrow, so we got to be read across tomorrow, so I'd appreciate a motion just to move the bill.
Chairman, I just have a question. On page 4, the large block of text that is being deleted, is that text from the previous bill that you mentioned?
The text that you're referring to is from the HB 272 that was read across in the Senate, and that is deletions to the HB 272, the omnibus legislation. And
but this is 272.
I'm sorry, 182. Yeah.
Okay.
Questions, Senator Olson.
Is anybody that is opposing this bill?
Through the chair, Senator Olson, the only people that were opposing the bill at in the process last year were comments opposing Section 1. Section 1 was a controversy. Those individuals all spoke in support of the bill itself.
I don't care whether part of it or all of it. I just was wondering who was opposing the bill.
Who was opposing it? The main individual was Mr. Lieberger from Anchorage, who owns a used car dealership, and then another Mr. Arpino from the who's a member of the Alaska Automobile Dealers Association.
Chairman, I have Mr. Chairman.
Any more questions of the? What's the willing of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move the Senate Transportation version of House Bill 272 from committee with individual recommendations. And there's no, is it zero fiscal note or no fiscal note?
Zero fiscal note.
And the zero fiscal note with individual recommendations.
Hearing no opposition, so moved. With that, we adjourn.